This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We are back with Annie F. Down. She's amazing. Y'all heard the episode on Monday. We talked all about her journey, her life, her book, Chase the Fun. It's out. You got to listen to that because it's so important to like truly tap into the fun. It's a spiritual guidance of what we're supposed to do on this earth. She is going, Annie, you're going to give us a quick how to find fun in a really busy life and how to find fun when you feel like you can't afford it. Because I feel like that is a big question and a big barrier that a lot of us feel like, well, fun's not meant for me because I can't afford it, or my life's too busy. I have too many things blocking me. And you are here to say, yes, you can.
I mean, Caroline, the truth is everybody has got stuff on their schedule from start to finish, right? I mean, the reality is even today I was looking over my calendar and I've got things waiting and already scheduled in September, like dentist appointments. And so things are already on my calendar because I've already placed on my calendar everything in the next few months and even birthdays and anniversaries in the next year that really matter to me. And what I found is true about me, I wonder if this is true about you too, is absolutely every single thing that matters the most to me. Everything that is like what I am going to prioritize ends up on my calendar. I am like a little bit obsessive about my calendar because I want to use my time well. And I don't like double booking. I don't like when two things happen at the same time. So it really matters to me that what is on my calendar is what happens. In fact, sometimes I'll come into work and I won't have looked at my day yet. And I'll sit down and go, okay, here comes the whole calendar of today. I know where my breaks are. I know when the work is. And so it really super matters. One of the things I've been talking to a lot of my friends when we talk about fun is I will say, just go ahead and put it on your calendar. And that sounds really weird, right? To like imagine putting fun on your calendar. But if you will do that, if you will slide a 30-minute or an hour block on your calendar, no matter how busy your life is, you may not, and this is okay, you may not have time to put a 30-minute or an hour window of fun on your calendar that is unmovable, like a dentist appointment, maybe sometime in July, maybe sometime in August, maybe sometime in the fall where you go, okay, we are going to have fun on this day. Maybe your schedule is weird or different or not Monday through Friday, not typical Monday through Friday. I know a lot of people who work for churches work Sunday to Thursday. A lot of our friends who are out touring are gone Thursday to Monday, but pick a day. Put a 30 minutes or an hour on your calendar and say, we're going to have fun either with my friends, with my family, with my partner. And then what happens is as you are leading up to that window of time, as you are leading up to the fun that is unmovable on your calendar, you have to start asking yourself, yeah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do for fun? What is that going to be? Like, are we going to go somewhere? Are we going to buy something? Do we need to make reservations? Do we need to make an appointment? Do we need to schedule something? And all of a sudden, these questions start arising, Caroline. It's so fun because actually what starts happening is when you say, tell me what sounds fun to you, and you sit down and you start asking those questions like we talked about in our conversation, and people start revealing like, man, what would be really fun to me is going on a hike. So then you go, okay. Well, let's sort it out. So you start planning it. And so for days leading up to this little window of time that you've put on your calendar, even in a really busy life, you have got it scheduled and it is sitting there on your calendar. And now you're talking about it and planning it and it's going to be executed. And then the interesting thing that happens, this happens every time, is after it finishes, after you've gone on that hike, after you and your friends have all gathered or the kids have gathered and y'all are back in the car and you think, okay, that was really, really fun. Here's what I loved about it. And here's what I think we should do different next time. So there's a place here in Nashville called Radnor Lake. And when I think about going and hiking and talking to my friends about what would be really fun, you know, the first time you do this one particular set of trails, and then maybe the next time you want to do another set of trails, or maybe the next time you do the same one you did today, but you do it backwards, right? Like there is always a pivoting and changing and updating what sounded fun to your group or switching to what someone else really wanted to do. So in a super busy life, which a lot of us have, especially in summer when the kids are home from school, when there's a little less scheduling in our lives, it can feel a little more chaotic. If you will make time for fun, like you make time for everything else you're prioritizing, even in a really busy life, you will realize that it really matters to you and that you start looking forward to it. If you start setting it like a repeating event on a calendar every Saturday from 1 to 2, every Thursday from 5 to 6, whatever it is, when you start setting it on a calendar and repeating it, you will start looking forward to it and planning for it and then editing kind of and pivoting for the next time. So every busy life fits in the things that matter most to them when it comes to being healthy. And I think fun matters a ton when it comes to being healthy. And you know, the other part that we were talking about is how do you have fun on a limited budget? I mean, the reality is we all have limited budgets. Nobody has all the money. If there's anything we learned in 2020, we learned how to have fun locally and how to have fun with the people that you can be around in the life you already have. When I think back to before the beginning of 2020, when people would talk about what sounded fun to them, I would ask all of our podcast guests. And when people would talk about it, they were often big trips that sounded fun to them, long extended things, things they were saving up for, cars or other types of big purchases. And then as 2020 and 2021 went on, when I would ask our That Sounds Fun podcast guests, hey, what sounds fun to you? We were getting much simpler answers like sitting around the table with the people that I love or finishing a puzzle in a weekend. And so you do not have to have a big budget of money or time to have fun. It does not have to be taking your entire family across the planet to a bunch of different countries, though that is a really cool experience. That's not what is required. What can you do in the life you already have to have fun with the people that you are already living your life with? So it could be as simple as we talked about, going to Radnor Lake or a park that is somewhere near you. In my trunk all the time, I keep a blanket and a Frisbee and a soccer ball. So originally that cost me about $30 total because I bought that blanket at a yard sale for $20. So that's $30 worth of supplies I bought once and I keep them in my trunk and use them all the time. I get the blanket out when I want to read at a park or when it is cold and I need to wrap up or if we're having a picnic. I like having a Frisbee with me all the time because kids love throwing the Frisbee and it's an easy thing to get out and toss back and forth. And I just love soccer, so I'm not going to go very many places without a soccer ball. But there are really easy ways to have fun in the life that you already have and to balance that financially so it doesn't have to be expensive every time. I also think about during the end of 2020, some friends and I, so many of us had purchased 2 or 3 different puzzles over the pandemic that we ended up building a spreadsheet. And on that spreadsheet, we listed, and it was just a shared Google sheet. We listed the type of puzzle, how many pieces it was, and showed a picture of the cover. And then we just kind of did like a puzzle library amongst 5 or 6 friends and said, hey, I'd like to buy and try that one. I'd like to, or to borrow and try that one that our friend had already bought. I'd like to try that one. I'd like to try that one. And it was really cool because I ended up, you know, for myself, I bought 1 or 2 puzzles to do at my house, but I ended up getting to do about 15 different ones because my community got got involved and we all started sharing. That's a great way to save some money and to cut a budget of going like, okay, if I love this, who else in my community loves this? And could we share? And what would it look like to pass that around? That can even be done. I mean, you know, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants style, where you share dresses or you share kitchen supplies or cookbooks. But there's a real way to save some money when it comes to fun by sharing with the people in your life who love what you love. And then saving up for the big things. Of course, the big things are fun, but saving up for them, pushing them to next year or the year after, not requiring that every year there has to be a big trip. Can you be an adventurer and a tourist in the city that you already live in? Yelp is awesome for that. Because if you open the Yelp app and look at what restaurants are most popular, very often it's not the ones you've been to. And so I wonder what other people who come through your town are eating and enjoying at restaurants around you that you may have never tried, or the free museums that are close to you, the little town that's an hour drive away that has a strawberry festival a couple of times during the summer. Like, we can find all that on the internet, and it is all drivable and close and easy to get to, and oftentimes really inexpensive and really fun. You do not have to go far, spend a lot of money, or use a lot of time to have fun. It can be on your calendar for 30 minutes. It can be driving distance. It can be in your own house sharing puzzles or cookbooks or sporting equipment with people that you love.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.